Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio, yes, yes, yes. I am Dave Colombo Jenkins. This week I'm joined by Frank Posai and Martine. We're going to start with something really, 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 really special, aren't we, Posai?
Yes. This has been on dub for a very long time, and I played it to some friends in America, James Wilson and Dead Crow, and they were like, what the fuck is this, dude? And I was like, yeah, it's a song that's, I guess it's ready. And they were like, release it. And I was like, yes, I actually can. So I like almost right there and then set a date, made artwork. And shout out to Shield for recording some extra percussions for me that I used on this.
Oh, cool. And
yeah, this is out the 27th on my label. Okay, Fuego Maquinista.
Wow. Okay. I've got to say, another dub bites the dust, like that's been a secret weapon of mine for well over a year, and I'm a little bit gutted. I mean, unlike the others who encouraged you to release that, I've not encouraged you to release that because I've really enjoyed having an exclusive tune. But also, you managed to catch me out on this. I've been very vocal about the use of splice vocals and stuff like that, especially on this show. And I always hate them, and I think I can spot them a mile off. And about 6 months ago, you were like, the vocals on that Fuego tune are actually on splice. It's like, damn. And that is, it's been a pinnacle of my sets for so long. You did get me completely. But I am really glad to see that out. That's amazing. And now on to the next tune, which is not equal. We are getting into the D&B territories. This is nice and deep. This is called Unveil, out now on Sinful Maze.
Thank you. All right. Not equal unveil. I'm moving on to Dubhead and Spective. Is this really called Untitled?
Yes.
Is it called Untitled or is there just no title?
I don't know.
Untitled.
It shouldn't.
Interesting. It's untransparent of them to not add that information.
Yeah, well, maybe an imaginative, I don't know.
It was a joke.
Sorry.
Because it's been released on Transparent.
Oh, God. I was literally looking up to see if it had the proper title, because I was looking up last night and I've just left it as Untitled in my notes as well.
I'm so bad.
Very transparent of it. I can see right through you, Martijn. Now onto something that we played last week, but we enjoyed this so much we are going to play it again. This is Rohan on Dead Beats.
Yes.
Track called Pelican. Big up all wildfowl that are listening to this show.
Also playing it again because Rohan was here in Groningen this weekend to play for us. It was good fun.
Ah, sick. Go on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's next?
Oh shit, it was me. Oh, I can feel the energy of the laser beams.
Hexa.
By Hexa. Yeah. This is coming out or out on Tris2B.
Yes. Yes, yes. Big up Betty L. Please use those lasers responsibly. And now on to Tice. Big shout and huge hugs to everybody who is very vocal on the fact that they're not keen on this new direction that he's taking musically. You need hugs or something else in your life, because I think it's amazing. I think what Tice is doing is great. And I love seeing artists take things in different directions. Anyway, this is from his EP called Le Tice. It's on Fool's Gold and it's called Losing My Mind, a title I can very much relate to. Big up all of the secret closet funky house fans out there. Woo.
J'adore.
Tice, and switching it up a little bit, quite a bit actually, releasing an EP on Nexus is the man that goes by Audio, and this is Bug Hunt. Yes, Bug Hunt.
Xenomorph.
I can hear the bugs being hunted right now.
Well, I'm just glad he's hunting bugs now and not attacking me with an axe like he did in a promotional video.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It really was.
You haven't seen that, you get to know someone. Look that up.
Please do. You get to know someone very well when you're acting with them and they're hitting you with an axe. So huge love to audio. Big shouts to Audio, Goodbye Person, and Hello Person to More Kismet. We are loving the sounds of your album that is due, I think, later on this summer. This is the next single, and this one is called Pleasure. And watch out for the switch on this. So much going on in this tune. Can't wait to hear the album.
Got your pleasure.
Yes, yes, big up more Kismet and more to come. And someone else who is coming with an album are Teddy Killers.
Yeah.
And this is...
It literally dropped last week, I think. It dropped on Friday. It's called Cooked.
Yes, and it's on Souped Up. Yeah, what a nice little wordplay there. Yeah, this is called Super Sweet. I'm not quite sure why, but maybe there's a vocal. I forgot. It's a collaboration with Armadyne, and the thing I like most about it is the little dub siren that sounds like it's like a drowning turkey. It's like the pitch is fluctuating. And I think that's a really cool twist to that sound that's obviously been used many times. So it's yeah, I like that. Big up.
Big up, and big up all turkeys who can swim as well. Massive credit. That's real discipline and dedication to the sport. Shout going out to Black Barrel. His pipe needs cleaning. I repeat, Black Barrel's pipe needs cleaning. Send pipe cleaners immediately, but only if you sign up to his Patreon.
Yeah, that was pretty hectic and in your face by Black Barrel, but if you thought you'd seen it all, here's Funk Buys and Dew Point with Tall Order, and this is literally pretty messy.
Yeah, very, very wonky music out now or out soon on Wonky. Dump, Wow, wow, wow. Massive ups there to All At Wonky. And now on to something from Agro, the boss man of Subliminal Recordings. He is currently flexing on Benny Page's Dub Shotter with a bunch of tunes. This is the title track of the EP. It's called Aim At Your Head.
So friendly.
With the sound, eh? Aim the sound.
Yeah. Not aggro at all.
No, aiming the love at your head.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just wrong, actually.
There, we fixed it.
Yeah.
Like that. Aim At Your Head by Agro. And
now aiming at your gut.
Here. Yeah. Oh, Gut Feeling by the one and only Casper collaborating with Peekaboo.
Yes.
On the US Space Rush.
Yes.
Enough nothing wrong there whatsoever, and nothing wrong at all with this one. This is a new name for me, actually, but definitely on the radar from now on is Belek, who I understand from a cursory research on SoundCloud. He's from New York. This is called Tango. It's got loads of funk to it. Really, really, really interesting. So, yeah, good to have you on my radar, Belek. I want to hear more like this.
Song is Overtime by Dez, and I love the do-do-do-do-do.
Yep.
Which, I don't know, I haven't got anything more to say about that, other than that I really like it.
Literally on my notes that I wrote last time I listened to this, in block capitals it just says cute noises.
Hands working me overtime, overtime.
Dez, big up your cute noises. And now for a little cute story. So Brainrave is a label run by someone very dear to me, a co-run, I should say. It's run by a group of guys, but one of them is Chiz, who I've been mentoring for the last 2 years, and he's officially graduated from the mentorship scheme, and he's on to bigger and better things than working with One More Thing. And it's amazing to see him flourish so well. It is really, really cool. And I was with him on Sunday. We're actually recording a new mix in a pirate studio at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, just dedication to our craft. But it's really, really good fun. And he was just like, oh, we were wondering if you might be able to play anything of the current value EP on Vision Radio. And I was like, well, I can't, you know, it's not me that picks the music, but fingers crossed. And when I saw this on the list, I was like, yeah, go on, this is amazing. So huge shout to Current Value, because this is wicked. This is debut on Brainrave. And massive shouts to Brainrave, and massive shouts to Chiz as well. I'm going to stop talking, because this is
actually
an absolute
Dave,
banger.
Actually, a few hours before you were recording that mix with him, I was in Simplon in Groningen with Current Value, thanking him for his contribution to our podcast over the years.
Brilliant. Go on. There we go. Yeah. That is dedication. That is an extra cute story. That's lovely. I really, really love that. So, yeah, amazing. This is Untapped.
This is Untapped. Yes.
This is Untapped.
Have we said the title of the track yet?
Untapped.
Let's go.
Don't think we said the title of that track, so that was called Untapped.
Yeah. All right. Etc. is the artist that has made the next tune, and it's called Amok.
Yes. Out now on TJ's name. And apologies to Etc, because last week I could not pronounce your name. And now looking at it, it's really obvious what you've done with your name. Very clever, Etc. It is the reload, and this week you have gone for something very, very special from Ring Nord. It's the third track that they've released, yeah. But it's the first non-DMB track, and it's been received incredibly well. And what was the show like on the weekend, their first show?
It was great, and this one was very feelable as well. They brought in some extra subs from another club.
Oh, wow.
It was a really good vibe. And they had some special visuals, and it was just good fun all around.
It looked amazing.
Amazing. Yes. Wow, wow. I wouldn't expect anything less from the guys involved there. And I don't expect anything less from everybody who supports us on Patreon and gets involved in the way that you do. So huge, huge loves to everybody who supports us, especially on Patreon. But in every way that you support us, it's always amazing. And if you don't support us, what will we do? Well, of course,
we'll break you.
Wow, okay, this is interesting. So we got
long on your break you, yeah. There. Yeah, if you weren't aware of that it was the title of the song, that could have come across very unfriendly.
Quite aggressive.
Yeah. As is the title of this track, yes. Run, bitch. Very, very friendly. But let's just pretend that it's a sound design thing.
It's actually it's related to the sample.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
It's related, but this is cool because I think this is the first time we've played a Black Barrel tune and a Leo Cap tune all in one episode. There
is that true?
Nah,
yeah,
we've done
I think
that
so.
Before,
I don't
probably.
If I had time, and you guys know that I don't have any time, but if I had time, I'd go through every single episode to try and see if we have or not, because that type of shit really fascinates me and keeps me awake at night. But I haven't got time.
Gin.
So we were just discussing the origin, the etymology of DJ Di, the Bristol legend, the drum and bass pioneer and all-round amazing guy's name. And it does actually come from, we were talking about maybe it being lost in translation, and perhaps Martin suggested it was a singular Di, as opposed to dice, that we normally say incorrectly. But no, it's not. It is Di, as in skate or die, because he was a massive skater before he became a massive D&B jungle legend and pioneer. But he is back on Gutter Funk with some real timeless Bristol flavours. This is just quintessential D&B bubblage.
Yes, this is Back to Now.
Yes.
Don't think I'm going alone and sing, boy. Play me rhythm back. Chakra Boy.
Big up, that sounded amazing actually. And this is also a very, very cool tune. Muad'Dib has always been on fire, and also delivering a lot of fresh stuff in our inbox, hopefully for the episodes to come. On Yuku, and this is A Cannibal Zoo.
Yes, it is on an EP called Terrifying. Darker Than Illusions, which really is some of his darkest stuff. I have a question to ask you, Mr. Muad'Dib. Is this a zoo where, for cannibals to go and visit? So is it, you know, inclusive of the cannibal community, or are the cannibals the actual kind of, creatures that you are looking after in the zoo? I need to know about this. Either way, I'm not coming.
Thank you.
I just want to clarify there, I do support Muad'Dib in all of his entrepreneurial adventures, but if he was to open a zoo just for cannibals, whether that's cannibals being behind the bars or being the visitors, I'm out. It's too much for me. No shout outs to any cannibals listening, just in case you are listening. But you're probably busy eating something of your own kind. I'm tying myself up in knots. We are wrapping up, and thank you so much for listening into our show for the last hour. There's been amazing music from across the spectrum, so thank you very much. We will be back with similar flavors next week as well. In the meantime, what are we signing out with?
This is someone who's back right now.
Yes,
not next week. It's Back to the Streets. It's Streets by Sub Yao.
Yeah, brand new album out on Saturate called Soil. It's amazing. Until next week, everybody, ciao ciao.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
With a no, Dave, because I've literally not thought of anything.
Nope.
Can you do some work for me?
No, Dave.
No, can you do some work for me?
Oh, yes, Dave.